Blog Talk Radio.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Welcome to WOW Inspiration Radio, where we seek to empower and inspire women to live their best lives and for you to reach back and bring a young sister with you. Today is Wednesday, March the 18th, 2015, and you are tuned in to WOW Inspiration Radio. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your day. And as you know, as the song says, this girl is on fire. So I am so excited that you are here with us because this is a very special series for us, and all the young ladies that we're bringing to you are definitely, definitely on fire. I am your host, Harriet Gibbs. I am the president and founder of Harriet Gibbs Inspires, where I assist parents of children with special needs through the maze of special education. I am an author, an educator, and an entrepreneur. Now, if you've been following us, as you know, for the month of March, in celebration of Women's History Month, we are focusing on our young rising stars. These are young ladies who, at a young age, are already making a positive impact on the world. And today is no different. Today we have the privilege to speak with Miss Corinne Hart. She is the founder and the president of Poise for Purpose. Now, Corinne is not going to be on here live with us. This is a pre-recording that we did because he actually runs her program on Wednesdays, the same time as the show. But I hope that you will share this with some young lady in your life, your daughter, cousin, niece, teen, and let them listen to these last two interviews, especially to encourage them to know that there are young women out there that are doing some dynamic and positive things. So many times we get caught up in the news and we hear so many negative things about our young people. So for the month of March, we're celebrating our young people, and there are so many positive young women out there that are just already trailblazers. So I hope that you will share this. I hope that you will take some time to sit back and listen and grab your favorite beverage, and you may even want to take some notes because this young lady is very powerful. So I want you to sit back and enjoy the interview with Miss Corinne Hart.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everyone. I'm excited today to have with me Ms. Corinne Hart. As you know, for the month of March, we are celebrating our rising stars, and March is known to be Women's History Month. So a lot of times we get to hear many historical facts about great women who have done amazing things, and I thought it would be very nice to highlight our young women that's coming up behind us that's already doing amazing things in the community. So today I have the privilege of speaking to Ms. Corinne Hart. So before we get started, I will tell you a little bit about Ms. Corinne. Corinne is an innovator who saw the need to create a community of like-minded young ladies to become their best selves. Corinne is the founder and the president of Poise for a Purpose. She enjoys mentoring girls in middle through high school. Corinne believes all girls need to know that they are beautiful and their lives have a purpose. Her goal is to show young ladies that they are valuable, smart, beautiful, and remarkable in their own way. Now, how does she do this? She conducts weekly interactive workshops with girls of all ages, backgrounds, and ethnicities. Corinne is a straight-A honor student that believes in praying, working hard, showing love towards others, and the importance of serving her community. This young lady is definitely poised for a purpose. Hi, Ms. Corinne, are you there?
Yes, hi, hello.
Welcome to Wild Inspiration, Ms. Corinne.
Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. I see that you're doing some amazing things in your community, and your information in the bio was just fantastic. So I always start off with my young ladies and just to let you know that I'm very proud of you and proud of what you're doing for the community. And for those who may be new to listening to Wild Inspiration was really based on the platform of empowering and inspiring women to become mentors for our young girls. And as an educator, we saw a decline in some of our young girls' behavior, and we've often talked about the reality shows that I think sometimes influence our young girls. So we are very grateful to have someone who is, how old are you, Corinne?
I am 15 years old.
15 years old, and you already see the need of mentoring. So, again, congratulations on what you're doing.
Thank you. Such a privilege to be on the show.
Thank you for being here. So we're going to get right into our questions. So what does Poise for a Purpose represent?
For me, Poise for a Purpose represents the empowerment of girls. Nowadays, with how girls are treated and what girls look up to, they kind of lose the whole empowerment situation. I just want girls to know that they're beautiful and that they're worth something to themselves and to others, and that they can do great things and don't have to have someone else in the background telling them that they need to do great things, that they can do things on their own and be independent and be beautiful and just work what they have, you know. Also, I feel like Poise for Purpose represents trying to deal with self-esteem and, you know, as well as I said, being smart, being who you are and allowing yourself to flourish and thrive and not give a care with what people really think, as well as knowing your self-worth and your respects.
Okay. That's awesome. So why did you want to start Poised for a Purpose?
I wanted to start Poised for a Purpose because I'm about in that range of middle school through high school, and I've seen a lot of things, and it's definitely a drastic change between elementary school. And you see a lot of girls at that age starting to change and deal with some certain things, and, you know, a lot of the girls lose themselves along the way. And I wanted to be able to kind of give them a wise little voice in their head to allow them to know that they are important and they are special, but, you know, they don't really have a lot of groups for girls like us and for girls in general, really. And so I figured, why not I start, and make my own group?
That's right. So if you, the beautiful part is, you know, if you see a problem and you can create a solution, that's exactly what you did. You saw a problem and you created a solution. Now, I'm going to get off track just for a little bit, but like you said, trying to get young ladies to build their self-esteem and know that they're valuable. But do you think like sometimes reality TV has a lot to do with the way our young ladies feel about themselves?
I definitely think nowadays a lot of the girls' issues with themselves has to do with reality TV, with social media, with what the media has to say about weight and how you look a certain way and makeup. I definitely believe that so. And I feel like with this younger generation that's basically growing up into the social media and the TVs and all the talk stuff about how you should look, I definitely feel like it's kind of molding them in the wrong direction and molding them in the wrong way. And I feel like if I create a positive group, it allows them to kind of break away from that mold and be different and allow them to be different and accept themselves for being different.
Good answer. My two cents on reality TV, sometimes I think because of certain shows, and I typically use the Atlanta Housewives, just talking about young ladies developing friendships, I think sometimes young ladies and, you know, have lost what it means to be a friend and how to treat a friend, because when they see TV, they see women fussing at each other, cursing each other out, throwing bottles at each other, and I think this messes with some of our young people. And they have difficulty trying to develop those friendships because they think what they see on TV is so real. So I just wanted to say that because I think your group is really needed.
Thank you. And I also agree. You know, I feel like they're, like I said before, they're molding something that's not all good for young girls. They're basically going backwards rather than forwards with this, the women journey and all in general. And like you said, with the reality TV shows, it gives a false advertisement to girls thinking that that's acceptable when it's really not.
Right. Wow. You get the gold star, Ms. Corinne. Excellent. What is your mission for your Poise for Purpose?
My mission for our group is to empower girls all over the world and for them to be happy with who they are and know their self-worth. You know, I want everyone else to know that they don't always have to be accepted by others to feel like they're in the group or feel like they're living well with what society expects them to be. I want them to know that they are who they are, and no matter what, no one else can really bother you or make you judge yourself than really you. And I just want girls, and just my mission for Poise for Purpose in general is to reach out to girls all over the world and allow them to just know their values and their worth and make them the classy young ladies and just be the way that they're supposed to be.
And I guess you may have answered this question really with some of your previous answers, though, but why do you feel it's important to start a mentoring group?
I feel like starting a mentoring group is just good for teens in general because, like I said before, it's difficult. This is the, I would say, the age where, or really the just a time period in your life where you have certain decisions that you might not be comfortable with or you can really deal with, and you don't really know how to deal with it exactly. And I feel like if we have, you know, a mentoring group, it allows you to just talk out your problems or what you've seen and allow other people to elaborate on it and express it too, and let them know that they've dealt with that too, so you won't feel like out of the group. But another challenge, you know, again, is social media, because as I said before, we're growing up in that day and age, and that's all we really know. And I know, once again, the biggest challenge of all for teenagers is peer pressure. And my two cents on that would probably be strong and do not give in. You know, always be strong and determined and believe in yourself. And I know my brother always is saying, dare to be different. So, you know, peer pressure, they always want you to be the same or do something. But honestly, if it doesn't feel right to you and you don't feel comfortable with it, be yourself, be different. Don't allow them to influence you. And once again, you know, with high school and middle school, you deal with a lot of bullying and self-esteem issues. And as well as that's a day and time of when you're selecting, trying to select the type of role model that you want to look up to and idolize. But I think with nowadays, you don't really have an appropriate role model. And I feel like this mentoring group, we can be appropriate role models to each other, as well as hopefully me be a role model to someone else. And, you know, I just want the people of Poise for Purpose to have values and or find someone who the role model should be with values and have positive achievements that you could possibly want to achieve.
You said a lot of good things. And, like, one thing you said was, in your age group, like you said, you all are dealing with a lot of things because you're growing up and you're changing physically, mentally. And sometimes, like you said, it's great to have a peer to talk to, someone who is your own age. And even though we encourage young people to always talk to their parents, but sometimes if they can get a good friend who has this, you know, a good head on their shoulder, that can make all the difference for someone. So I think that is wonderful.
Thank you.
What are some of the challenges you faced in putting your group together, and how did you overcome them?
Well, considering the fact that I'm still a child, basically, it's kind of hard, like, dealing with, like, adult things, such as, like, arranging meeting places for the group to meet up at and parents picking you up and dropping you off. And so just mostly like adult challenges, you know, food, transportation issues. So that's probably the most challenging part of the group, but I overcome it because I want to see a change. You know, I want to help girls smile a little bit more and keep their head up higher. You know, I want to see a huge change. So I don't really let those small challenges change my opinion of whether or not I really want to do this group.
Okay. So I know one way you overcame that challenge. Who's helping you with that group?
My mother is actually helping me with this group, and I just want to say thank you. I could not do any of this without you, and I love you, and I thank you for allowing me to spread my wings and fly and let me do things to help others.
Okay, call your mom. Your mother's name out. What's her name?
My mom is Miss Hart, Miss Kendra Hart. So I just want to say thank you, Mom.
Okay. So, yeah, so when you were talking about those different challenges with adults, that's, you know, that is one way you could overcome them, is your mom helps you out. That's great. So do you enjoy being a youth mentor?
Yes, I love being a group or youth mentor.
And what do you enjoy about it?
I enjoy the fact that I feel like I have an advantage. I enjoy that fact because sometimes kids don't always want to hear what the adults have to say, even though they can be pretty wise sometimes, guys. But on a serious note, you know, I feel like I have an advantage. I can relate because I'm going through the same issues and challenges as well as any other young girl or high school student. And I'm going through it every day, and, you know, I'm around the same age group as them as well, too. So it's kind of, I'm almost like a peer to them. And, you know, in middle school, and in high school, actually, I did see some situations where they could have been avoided. And, you know, I see what's prevented in social media and with peer pressure and just the news in general about, and magazines and everything about girls. So I feel like me, it's going to be a lot easier and enjoyable because I kind of get with everything that's going on in daily news, and I'm basically like one of them, really.
Okay. Do you have any community projects that you are working on with your group, and if so, can you tell us about some?
I volunteer weekly at a local food bank that I have nearby where I live, and I definitely want to expand that to the girls in my group simply because local food banks, even though that's like one of the many community projects you can do, it kind of shows you how much of an impact you can change on people's lives simply by giving them food to eat. And another activity that I do is I volunteer with young kids to be like a positive role model, and I do tutoring. So I kind of do like academic tutoring as well as like arts and crafts, like theater tutoring, just to allow kids to know that I totally agree with what you want to do and I'm there to support you. And I am also hosting an African-American read-in this week to celebrate the African-American writers. And I'm personally, that's what I'm most excited about, because me being African-American myself, it gives us the opportunity to give ourselves a pat on the back for doing all the great things that we've done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have a lot, and you are giving back to the community. All right. Why do you feel that it is important to give back to the community?
I feel it's important because girls are always going to be a big impact on the community. Girls will eventually grow up and become leaders in their families and through the world. And I want to be able to turn on the news and hear a positive thing about a girl who's the president or a girl who helps in being a nurse or a doctor. And it all goes back to how in older years, long ago, and even still now, that people kind of degrade women because of them being fragile and they can't do this and they can't do that. And so with me giving back to the community with this Poise for Purpose, it allows girls to have a little more oomph in their step and allow them to take on challenges head first so that those stereotypes can hopefully disappear.
Okay. What advice would you like to share with other teens who may want to pursue their dreams of starting a mentoring group?
I would definitely say be yourself. You know, you don't have to be like anyone else. You don't have to act like an adult. You all are the same age or around the same age, so just be yourself. I would also say set goals for yourself and have goals for yourself. You know, if you're slacking and not doing what you're supposed to do for the mentoring group, it's not going to blossom and grow like you want it to. So if you set goals for yourself and you work for those goals, you're only one, you're going to be more determined, and two, you're going to get a positive reaction out of your group. Another one I would say is give yourself reasons to do the right thing for your group. You know, don't just do it just because you're saying, oh, you know, I'm trying to help out and give back, but really do it to give a positive impact on the people who you're actually trying to help and change to better themselves and yourself as well. Also, just work hard at everything you do. If you work hard and you don't slack, if you slack, you're, like I said before, you're not going to get anywhere. But if you work hard at your group and everything else that you do in your life, you're going to see more better results that you prefer. And I also say if you do have positive people, you should surround yourself with positive people to make the group more engaging. Because if you have people in your age group that you like and they're positive, and then that's just more people to give it that you can give advice to and they can connect with. And also, it's okay to say no. You know, if people are kind of doubting you and not thinking that the mentoring group is going to work, you know, you should never cave into peer pressure. So just do what you want to do and strive for it, and it should all, the pieces and puzzles all should come together.
Awesome. So tell us, once you complete high school, what are your plans?
My plans for after I am done high school is I want to go to college and do a double major in business and fashion design. I'm in French right now in high school, and I want to continue that because I really enjoy it. And it's just a really interesting thing to do. It's always nice to learn a different language. I definitely want to expand Poise for a Purpose, like I said, throughout the world and expand its name and let people know it so that people all over the world can join in. And I also want to lead a national volunteering organization that can give back to the community and feed the hungry, because I know that's one of the biggest issues in America, but just as well as it, to give back to more people than what I do every other day.
Okay. So your long-term goals for Poised for a Purpose is to make it a global organization.
Yes, I want to expand it worldwide. worldwide.
Okay.
And it's just to teach girls values in themselves at a young age, you know. I definitely want to allow Poise for Purpose to be big enough that people are going to be able to teach the values of the younger age so that they can grow up and already have those values in their head. And you know, as I work every day for Poise for Purpose, I always have this little quote in my head that motivates me, and it says, "Be restless and dissatisfied and make change."
Okay. Well, that is awesome. Do you have any particular country, though, that you would like to expand to once you get outside of the USA?
I definitely want to expand over all the countries that I possibly can, but I guess more so of the countries that have girls or, like, religious reasons as to why girls are kind of downgraded or frowned upon or looked down of. So I definitely probably would want to hit those areas first just so that girls know that they're important, but I definitely want to get to all the areas of the world.
Okay. Well, Ms. Corinne, I want to thank you for coming on to WOW Inspiration. And do you have any events that are coming up that you can share with us? Or if someone maybe wanted to become part of Poise for a Purpose, could you tell them how they could do that?
Yes, of course. So for some of the upcoming events that I have is I have this joint pageant and community fundraiser that basically – you all get to go through the whole gist of the pageant and everything, but no one is crowned, but everyone wins. And so that's just something to show that, you know, we're all winners in our own selves. And the funds will definitely be given to the local food banks and other organizations. I'm also working on an organization and a few other exciting events that I'm unable to discuss at this time. But, however, okay. I hope I can contact you guys with updated information for you to share, and also mm-hmm. for you too, Miss Harriet, for your listening audience.
Absolutely.
So, yes.
So whenever you get your information and you're ready to share it, just now to reach me, email me with it. I can post it on my page, and your mentoring group is in, do you meet in Westminster, Maryland?
It depends on if we get a reservation for there, but usually we meet up in one of the buildings of that area, but yes.
Right, okay. So that's what I wanted to know. Like, so once you – I know your group runs for, like, 6 weeks, and then you're looking for new people to join, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the age range, though? So
the age range is
Carroll County. I shouldn't say Westminster. Carroll County area. What's the age range?
The age range is middle school through high school.
Okay.
Excuse me. There's not. I had it from eighth grade to just high school up. But I also won't mind if you're like sixth grade or seventh grade who want to sign up.
Okay.
That's totally fine. You know, as I said before, middle school's a changing process and. I can definitely help you with that process. So it's middle school through high school.
Okay. So the thing is, you know, we want your group to expand so those who may be in that area will now know that there is a group out there called Poise for a Purpose. And then later on, like I was saying, that you could send me the information of how people may be able to register for your group if they're in that area. So you can begin to take over the world, Corinne.
I only hope.
I know that you have leadership qualities. You're doing a fantastic job. And
mm-hmm.
again, I thank you from WOW Inspiration. Your interview was excellent. And you are welcome to come back at any time. And again, anything you want to share with me, I will post it on my WOW Inspiration radio page. To let people know. Do you have anything you'd like to say, any more closing remarks before we hang up?
I just want to say Thank you for having me on the show, first of all. It was a true privilege to speak with you and your audience. And I just want to end off on a good note with just one quote by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. that my mom is always telling me and my brothers. And it starts off by saying, "A man cannot ride your back unless it is bent." And for any of you who are listening out there to this quote, just please make sure that you share it with the girl, and young or old, and you know that, and tell her that you know, and tell her to always stand tall and stand for what's right. And like what I say, you know, keep the crown on your head. Don't let it bobble or fall. So,
okay. Yeah. So there you have it, everyone. This is one of our rising stars, Ms. Corinne Hart, and we are signing off. Good night, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and I really hope that you did enjoy that interview with Corinne Hart. I feel that she is on her way to taking over the world, and as she gives us information, I'll gladly share it on the page. So I really hope that not only you enjoyed it, but that you will really take the time to begin to share these interviews with a young lady that's important in your life. Let's give our girls hope, and let them know that they can aspire to be something great and do amazing things in the world. So please don't keep these interviews to yourself. You can always go back at a later time and listen to them and share them. So if you need to get in contact with Wild Inspiration, remember that you can email us at wildinspirationradio@gmail.com, or you can follow us on at Radio2Inspire, that's on Twitter, at Radio2Inspire, or you can like us on Facebook at Wild Inspiration Radio. If you need to connect with me, Harriet Gibbs, you can find me on Twitter or Facebook under Harriet Gibbs. And as we end the month of women's, as we celebrate our Women's History Month, make sure that you're going out and you celebrate a young sister and acknowledge her greatness. And as women, just go out and celebrate another woman this month and let her know how much you appreciate her. So let's lift each other up. Let's be a powerful force in the world and just show how powerful and wonderful women really are. We've made a lot of contributions to this world. So go out there, share it, be proud of who you are, and make sure you let a young sister know how proud you are of her. So we're going to see you on April the 1st for our next show. Again, thank you for listening to Wild Inspiration, and I'll see you in April. Have a wonderful day. And remember, the ladies that have been on this show are on fire.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.